Welcome to Living Waters Church, a community with Jesus at the center, shaped by scripture, dependent on his spirit, following together. For more resources, information, and news, check out our website, lwchurch.ca, and get connected.
Hi, friends. My name is Dave. I'm on the ministry team here at Living Waters and so happy to be sharing today. At this time of year, always on the top of our minds is how are people doing? How are you doing at this time of year? We do carry a priority as a ministry team that people feel invited and people feel informed as a new season begins, and certainly this fall season in front of us. How you doing? We invite you to be a part of that which is happening at Living Waters Church, and certainly as we gather today, this is one of those things. But thanks for coming along with us as we consider all that God has for us in the days ahead. If you have any questions at all, ever, about things that are happening at Living Waters Church, all of our contact information is found on our church website, and we'd love to help you and let you know a bit more about what's happening here. Perhaps I begin with a question. How has the study of God's Word been for you lately? I'm asking myself this question. In light of Psalm 19, which says the law of the Lord is perfect, it refreshes the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. Finally, the commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. In light of all that promise in Psalm 19 and our human need so apparent, may this be a season of a renewed appreciation and priority to be a reader and doer of God's Word. And kind of with those priorities, we invite you into this three-week study. We're going to be taking a look at three themes and significant events in the life of Simon Peter, a disciple of Jesus. Today, Jesus and the Ordinary, looking at Simon Peter's invitation to be a follower of Jesus, his calling. Next week, Jesus and deeper trust, Peter as he walks on water, that significant event in his life. And finally, where Jesus goes, looking at Peter and the Great Commission. This entire series is titled Adventure, Where Jesus Goes. Perhaps two questions come to your mind as we begin. Why look closely at Simon Peter's life? Well, some would say Peter is a very relatable person who we read about in the Bible. Very central figure, but very relatable. He wasn't wealthy or powerful. He was just an ordinary man who worked hard, made his share of mistakes, and of course, the most significant thing is that Jesus called him by name to follow him, and Peter said, sure, I will follow you, Jesus. So why the subject of adventure? Well, as we begin this fall, let us not be a people that simply say, okay, here we go again. Perhaps without a check-in, we can very easily slip into a type of plug-and-play attitude and experience. In some cases, maybe without any prayerful consideration, we just jump back into a busier, tighter schedule. Maybe because we always have, we return to volunteering, or because we never have volunteered, we don't even prayerfully consider the idea of serving. We have the same thoughts and we have the same attitudes. We can so be so easily plugged into the same routines and familiar rhythms. And I'm not suggesting in any way that schedules and rhythms are not important. But my question is, and our question is, perhaps in this month of September, is what if our number one priority this fall was about ensuring that we answer Jesus's call so that maybe even we come to the end of December and say, wow, these last number of months, I've received everything Jesus has had for me and I've done everything Jesus has asked of me. What an adventure we would have experienced. This is so much more than kind of getting back to church or getting back to Bible study. It's about following Jesus. This is what I've fondly come to know as our big C calling. What we do for our profession, what we do for recreation, what we do in our retirement, our volunteer work, maybe in some ways even our hobbies. These are all small C callings. Following Jesus is our big C calling. And so today, as we catch up to Simon Peter in Luke chapter 5, we see Simon Peter stepping away, perhaps from his small C calling, into the adventure of his big C calling. An adventure that includes ordinary places, obedience, change, and of course, calling into an unknown future. Let's take a look at these four ideas. In our text, we read that Simon Peter's adventure begins when he meets Jesus in an ordinary place. Let me read Luke 5, 1-3. One day as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. Luke tells us that Simon Peter was at the lake. He wasn't looking for adventure. He was working. He was washing his nets after what seemed to be a long, unsuccessful night of fishing. And then Jesus shows up. And it says in our text, Jesus got into one of these unattended boats, and it just so happens to be the boat that belonged to Simon Peter. So notice, Jesus steps right into the middle of an ordinary place. This was certainly Peter's ordinary and familiar world. It was by the lake. Simon Peter wasn't in a church service. He wasn't at the synagogue. Simon Peter wasn't on a mission trip. He wasn't having a spiritual experience necessarily. He was washing his fishing nets. This is important. Friends, we don't serve Jesus later and over there. We are invited to serve Jesus in the here and now. This is our big C calling. For adventure begins when Jesus meets us in ordinary places, at work, at home, at school, within our relationships, within our neighborhoods, in the middle of our week, on the weekend, at sporting events or musicals, when sitting in a car, or when sitting in church. Let's not miss what God is doing in ordinary places. Let's not miss what God is doing in the here and now. Because if we are waiting for something extraordinary to happen to us and for us over there, we might miss out on what God has for us today. Jesus seldom comes and gets us. Jesus typically comes to us in ordinary places. Secondly, adventure begins with obedience, even before understanding. Luke 5, verses 4 and 5 says, when he finished speaking, he said to Simon Peter, put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch. And Simon answered, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets. Peter seems to question what Jesus is asking of him. Peter's the fisherman. He knows the lake. He knows that he already worked all night. He knows they haven't caught anything. And yet Simon Peter does say, Master, because you say so, I will let down the nets. I love that sentence. Simon Peter doesn't understand. He doesn't have all the answers. He doesn't know what is about to happen. But Simon Peter obeys Jesus. Perhaps you've noticed obedience often comes before our full understanding. Perhaps sometimes we want God to explain everything before we'll ever take our next or our first step. But friends, faith doesn't always work that way. If we know everything and the outcomes, maybe it's not even faith. It's not a faith journey. Sometimes Jesus says, go, and we have to go. Sometimes Jesus says, let go, and we have to let go. Sometimes Jesus says, trust me, and so we have to trust him. This is perhaps our big C calling. Simon's obedience opened the door to something he could never have imagined or experienced if he had waited for understanding and not acted with quick obedience. And friends, it will possibly be the same in our lives. Obedience before complete understanding. That's where the adventure is. Thirdly, change. Adventure is following Jesus, who changes things. And that's where the adventure often is. Verses 6 and 7. When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. What a crazy, ridiculous, supernatural miracle. When Simon Peter obeys, things began to change. They catch so many fish that the nets begin to break. Unheard of. They call their partners. Both boats become so full, they began to sink. Ridiculous. Obedience brought change. Change brought a miracle. Simply stated, following Jesus involves an adventure where we experience potentially the supernatural within the natural world, or simply stated, in ordinary places. Every year, our team and council gathers for a retreat. This past year, it happened in the month of May, talked about all kinds of things, which included discussion and prayer, asking that we as a community and as individuals would begin to see the supernatural within ordinary places or within the natural world. Let me share an update with you. The last 4 months, I've witnessed, again, sharing authentically, and can testify to 3 physical healings, one for myself, and one for 2 others, and 2 others as well, to a total of 3. This is not about chasing miracles. I don't think it is. I think rather it's about trying to have a number one, trying to have our eyes wide open and our hearts and minds attentive to God at work in ordinary places, in the midst of ordinary people, listening for the voice of God and looking for the work of God, and when seeing it, name it. That's our big C calling. Looking and listening for the activity of God, the supernatural, in ordinary places. The experience that Simon Peter had was a huge adventure. He experienced a supernatural miracle. But friends, the greatest miracle isn't the abundance of fish. I think the greatest miracle is what happens to Simon Peter. What do I mean? Well, at the lake that day, Simon Peter suddenly realizes who Jesus actually is. Verse 8 says, and Simon Peter falls at Jesus' knees. What's going on? Peter isn't simply amazed by a miracle. Rather, the miracle, though, brings Simon Peter face to face with Jesus, the one who can do miraculous things. And in this case, the lake, Simon Peter sees something of the authority and holiness of Christ. And at the same time, he sees himself more clearly and therefore says to Jesus, "I'm a sinful man." Perhaps you've had these moments, these times when you catch a glimpse or you have a revelation or an experience of Jesus unlike another, and you realize, wow, Jesus is nothing like me. Here, Simon Peter realizes after seeing the supernatural that Jesus is unlike anyone he knows or has ever known. And perhaps this is all about what being a disciple and apprentice of Jesus is. For the moment we stop comparing Jesus to any other and start hearing and seeing Jesus for who he really is, we are changed. Perhaps we'll become like Peter, marveling at the miracle worker Jesus, marveling at his authority and his holiness, and coming to that humble place like Simon Peter and saying, "I'm a sinner. I need the grace of God." This is kind of the adventure we're called to, discovering Jesus, the one who is like no other. We can't compare. We can't say Jesus is like this or that. Jesus is unlike all others. And finding our place in the presence of the one who's like no other begins an adventure. Truly begins an adventure. So notice how this story ends. Jesus reminds Simon Peter that he knows him personally, yet still calls him to follow. Simon Peter in verse 8 says, "Go away from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man." But notice Jesus' response in verse 9. He doesn't say, "Well, Peter, you're really not a sinner." Notice Jesus doesn't deny Simon Peter's human condition. Instead, in verse 10, Jesus responds, "Peter, Simon Peter, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of your sinfulness. Don't be afraid of my holiness." Think about this. Simon Peter thinks his sinfulness and his humanity disqualifies him for apprenticeship. That's why Jesus says to Simon Peter, "Don't be afraid." In other words, "Simon Peter, I know who you are, and I'm calling you. I have good plans for you." So when Jesus says in verse 10, "From now on, you will fish for people," Peter wasn't perfect, but Peter was willing to follow. That's grace. And Peter was willing to step into his big C calling to be a follower and apprentice of Jesus. Maybe that's something that's important for you to hear today. You may know your weakness. You may be focused on it. You may know your failures and you're focused on it. You may think only of the things that you've done that you wish you have never done. But friends, hear the words of Jesus through Luke chapter 5 to you today. Jesus isn't saying, "Clean yourself up and come follow me." He's saying, "Come as you are. Don't be afraid. Follow me." This is where the adventure lies. So Luke ends his story with these words in verse 11. "So they pulled their boats up on shore. They left everything and followed him." This story leaves us with an adventure beginning. Peter saying yes to his big C calling. Fishing was his small C calling. Following Jesus was his big C calling. Peter didn't know what Jesus was really doing. He was just saying yes to Jesus because he trusted him. Simon Peter didn't know what the next 3 years would hold. He didn't know all the miracles that were ahead. He didn't know the tension of answered prayer and unanswered prayer, which would follow. He didn't know what the cross He didn't know about the resurrection. He just simply knew Jesus was calling him by name. And he said, sure. As we close today, let me ask you, what will following Jesus look like for you this week, this month, this season ahead? Don't rush around evaluating the good things and the bad things, for that matter. Let's be people that do the best thing. And that is only possible as we walk in our big C calling, following Jesus, being hearers and doers of his word. So again, in closing, two questions. Following Jesus is always about him up and in front of us as number one. We can only have one number one. So may we ask of each other to prayerfully consider, where does Jesus fit into your calendar this season? Do things have to change? And what steps of obedience perhaps have you been delaying that you need to revisit so that Jesus can get up in front of us as number one? And again, this obedience that we're talking about is our big C calling. And again, the second thought, sometimes following Jesus involves letting go of things so that we can pick other things up. For Peter, he had to lay down his boat and his nets. They weren't bad, but it's not what Jesus had for him at that time in his life. So the question for us today is, would there be things that Jesus is asking us to lay down in order for us to more fully answer Jesus' call upon our lives? And even on the second heels of that is, what are things he's asking you to pick up, which would move us along in our big C calling? For perhaps until we lay these things down, you will never be able to fully walk on our big C calling or pick up the cross that Jesus wants us to carry this next season. Yeah, friends, we have our habits, we have our attitudes, we have our relationships, we have our schedules, we have our temptations and our sin that we deal with. But we also can have Jesus, the one who would call us forward into a season of adventure as we lay our lives fully upon him. The adventure will begin. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, today we humble ourselves. We want you to be up in front of us today. Lord, we repent. We are so often walking around with a bit of lack of direction. So often we're walking around with our thoughts in all the wrong places. Lord, we repent. Sometimes we're just about doing the wrong things, things that you've never asked us to do. And so today, Lord, we join together as a community and we ask for you to be our Lord and Savior and for you to take that place of number one in our lives. Make the path and process of you being our number one and us walking in our big C calling very clear and evident to us. Lord, we don't want to bide time. We don't want to be a people. We don't want to be a church that here we go again. We want to be enlivened by the adventure that you would lead us into. And so we make ourselves available to that. In Jesus' name. And we all said together, amen. And amen.
Thanks for joining today. If you'd like to get more connected or involved in any way, please reach out. We'd love to help. Have a great week.